SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Welcome to this new episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail.
Perinatal depression can affect anyone. My husband actually experienced perinatal depression himself.
If you are an expecting or new parent, you may have heard of the baby blues, the challenging feelings experienced by about 4 out of 5 new mothers after birth. However, postnatal depression is different.
I was actually crying like 60 to 70% of the day for no reason. I was actually dreading doing like the basic things for my son.
It can affect either parent and varies in the severity and duration of its symptoms. In this episode of Australia Explained, we explore the services available in Australia to support and treat those experiencing postnatal depression. New mothers may go through the so-called baby blues in the first days after birth. These are unpleasant feelings, usually caused by hormonal changes, and can include moodiness, anxiety, tearfulness, and difficulty sleeping. Though challenging, these feelings typically pass quickly without needing medical treatment. However, if your symptoms persist or interfere with your ability to function normally for yourself and your new baby, you may be experiencing postnatal depression. Julie Borninkoff is a clinical psychologist and the CEO of Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia. She says perinatal depression can occur in the antenatal period, during pregnancy, or postnatally after birth. Either way, signs are very similar to the experience of someone with depression at any other stage of life.
People feel a general disruption in their mood, an inability to attend to information. They often feel like they want just sort of block the world out and climb into bed. And we also know the common sleep disruptions that occur, either oversleeping or not sleeping enough. The inability to have food and water intake as normal are all disrupted, as you would expect in depression at any point in one's life.
Women who have experienced depression before are more likely to develop perinatal depression. There are other risk factors too, as Ms. Borninkoff explains.
We also know that people who have a familial history, so genetically, may also have an increased risk. And we know that people who have experienced significant trauma during their life are also likely to experience depression or anxiety at this time. And it's also important to recognise that for many, anxiety and depression don't sit as separate during this period of their life. So people can experience both anxiety and depression together.
For Sarah Barry, the mother of 3-year-old Zai, the pregnancy journey was filled with excitement and a sense of readiness. But she remembers how her sense of readiness turned to fear the moment her son was born and how challenging feelings persisted for weeks, well beyond the temporary baby blues.
I was actually crying like 60 to 70% of the day for no reason. I was actually dreading doing like the basic things for my son. I was dreading, you know, trying to breastfeed, trying to stay up for him, even playing with him, trying to see him grow. Like the basic things was just getting very, very fearful almost. I was fearful all the time. I kind of pretty much understood that this can't be normal for this long.
After consulting with her general practitioner, or GP, she was diagnosed with a classic case of perinatal depression. Sarah was born in Bangladesh and has lived in Australia for the last 20 years. In her case, her father from overseas encouraged her to seek help and both her parents were understanding of her struggle, she says. However, she believes there is still a stigma around perinatal depression in Australia, though not restricted to any specific ethnicity or culture.
100% there's a cultural stigma, but I don't think it's an only Bangladeshi stigma. I've spoken so much about my postnatal depression to very local Australians, and it's a very taboo topic still. I mean, people don't know how to react to that. It's actually interesting. You know, I work for like a massive company, and I've spoken to my colleagues about it as well. I mean, 1 in 4 colleagues wouldn't know how to deal with a conversation like that. So it's definitely a cultural stigma, but it's wider, I think.
According to Jackie Barnfield, one of the most common myths around perinatal depression is that it only affects women. She is the executive director of service delivery at Lifeline, a crisis support service that also provides counseling specifically for men through Men's Line.
Perinatal depression can affect anyone. Actually, I'll give you a personal example, if you don't mind. My husband actually experienced perinatal depression himself. I think, given my background, I'm a mental health nurse, so I think I was aware of it happening for him before he was aware of it happening. And I think what's unique is that everyone's experience is different. Doesn't matter whether you're a father or a mother, perinatal depression impacts both.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
About 1 in 10 men is estimated to experience perinatal depression. While the occurrence is higher in women, the triggers are similar, Dr. Barnfield explains.
I think what's really important to know is that it's change that really makes a significant impact. And a lot of it's to do with personal expectations and expectations of others. So also the things that are out there in social media particularly, you know, you only ever see the good photo. You don't see what's going on behind. So if you're comparing yourself to what looks like to be the ideal family or the ideal father, that puts an added burden of pressure on you to perform in that way.
Communication is crucial for couples, regardless of which partner is going through postnatal depression, Dr. Barnfield says. She provides some advice specific to men for supporting their female partners.
I think the most important thing that they can do is keep the communication channels open, check in to see how she's going. And you know, once you do that, it makes it easier for you potentially to express what you're feeling as well. And even if you don't know what to do, let her know that you actually are confused or that you're fearful that you're doing something wrong. Work it out together. That's the key.
Postnatal depression is treatable. Your doctor will assess your needs and recommend the appropriate treatment for you. From experience, Sarah says it's essential for new moms to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. For her, treatment involved antidepressant medication. Having documented her recovery process, she describes the moment the therapy brought tangible improvement to her mood.
It was like a light switch because one day, I think day 12 or 13 it was, I woke up and I literally felt like I need to cook, I need to do this for my child, I need to put oil on him. And then I was like, wow, okay, I'm feeling better. From that day onwards, it just got better and better and better. And there wasn't even a slow recovery. I just became like a full mom from that day onwards.
Monitoring your mental health daily is Sarah's number one advice to new parents. Ms. Borninkoff agrees. She says they tell callers to their helpline that preparedness for the possibility of developing perinatal depression is as important as reaching out for help if you do see it happening.
Putting in place a mental health plan when you're going into giving birth in the same way you would a birthing plan. And that's whether or not you're a new parent or whether you've been a parent before. It feels different with every baby. And we also encourage people who do have an existing vulnerability or mental health condition to really focus in on what it was that supported them well in the past. And that becomes a bit of an anchor to keep people solid and grounded during this time.
For help with perinatal anxiety and depression, call Panda on 1-300-726-306 or visit panda.org.au. For 24/7 mental health support, call Beyond Blue on 1-300-224-636 or visit beyondblue.org.au. You can also call Lifeline on 131114. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Zoe Thomedo and hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Garmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.